I exhort you, young people, to beware of the processes that make you smaller, that weaken you, that take the strength out of you, cause you to wobble or swerve. Beware. I heard a story. Very simple story. I think they tell it around over the country to primary departments, and so possibly it'll fit in here tonight. It fit me. I never got over this story. Said a little skylark was sitting on his taking rider fence one beautiful sunlit morning. His feathers had just come out to where he was a full-grown skylark. He tried his wings a few weeks before, and they did beautifully. Now he could just go around, glide, sway, without scarce a motion of his wings. He could just make any landing. He was a mighty proud little skylark. He stepped on the stick and rider fence and surveyed his feathers. And down the road came a little dwarf peddler with his little wagon, jingling of his bell. And the little peddler was crying, "Earthworm! Earthworm! An earthworm for a skylark feather!" And the little skylark heard it. His mother had given him a little piece of a worm, divided a few worms up between him and his little brothers and sisters. But now there he was, full-grown skylark, on his own. He could swallow a whole worm. Never had done it, but he knew he could. He looked at his feathers. He found a feather in an inconspicuous place. He wouldn't miss it. He plucked it. Had it in his little beak. Peddler came along and stopped. Got out a big, fat, juicy earthworm. And gave it to the little skylark. The little skylark gave him his feather. Swallowed the earthworm. Felt now that he was a big skylark. Full-grown skylark. Now the skylarks had none on him. He'd swallowed a whole earthworm. Went on for a day or two, and the feather left his coat every morning. And about a week later, he got an inspiration. It was amazing that he hadn't thought of it before. Why, he could swallow a skylark like him, he could swallow two earthworms. Not a bit of trouble. So he plucks two feathers, and when the little peddler comes along, gives him two big juicy earthworms, he leaves one lying down the stick and rider fence long enough for him to swallow the omen. Then he picks this one up and swallows it and throws out his chest. He was a full-grown, full-fledged skylark. He'd swallowed two earthworms at one time. Say, before a month was gone, a little skylark who somehow or other looked strange, like something had happened to him. Something was missing about him. Sat on the stake and rider fence and heard the little peddler coming down the road and the little bell jingling. And in his little beak were six skylark feathers. Six earthworms lay upon the stake and rider fence. One after the other, he swallowed them. But somehow or other, all six of them didn't make him feel that he was the man that once one earthworm made him feel. And thus it went until the snows began to fly in the air, and suddenly there was a swirl in the air above him in the heavens, and the skylarks were going south. They were leaving the country. He was there on the stake and rider fence, and he reached out his little helpless wings and tried to get a kind of running go, and finally flopped off and down on the ground. And he made every effort in the world to get up, and he just knew if he could ever rise, he could go. But somehow or other, the lift was all out of him. There was no way for him to find his way into the blue. He couldn't get into the heavens. The snows came, rested like a blanket upon the land, and the ice covered it, and the winter was on. And finally the spring came, and a little blue bonnet lifted its face to the sun of a spring morning, and the snows melted, and there in the fence corner lay the whitened bones of a little skylark. And the skylarks came back. The old mother skylark built her nest in the same tree and reared a second family and taught them to use their wings till they could fly. And then she took them down, the story goes. And they all sat there on the stake and rider fence and looked down at the little whitened bones. And the skylark mother said, "Children, there's what's left of your beautiful brother. Don't ever trade your feathers for earthworms. Whether it's in contact with the ecclesiastical authorities of this day, and may I say, young men, young women, so far as I can find out in history, the ecclesiastical authorities of all times have been against the great evangelistic movements of the century. They were in the days of Christ. They were in the days of Luther. They were in the days of Wesley. They tried to stop Moody. They tried to turn Finney out of the church. They tried to get rid of Sam Jones. They belittled Billy Sunday. And now they're run around over the country belittling every effort that's being made by these young men who are leading in the evangelistic movements of this day. Listen to me. Whether you stand face to face with men whom if you bow to and knuckle to and lick their boots and black their shoes and carry their grips, if you have to pay for it that way, I exhort you, don't sell your skylark feathers for earthworms. You don't have to have promotion. You don't have to have position. You don't have to go out here to a bigger church. You don't have to run around after some district superintendent or some bishop or some big authority in the Baptist church or Presbyterian church in order to get a job. Just keep your feathers and God Almighty will put you in the sky. Whatever it is, wherever it is, be God's man, God's woman, and go forward in God's name. And he'll vindicate you and bring you out on top. Maybe never make you great, but make you good and true to where the angels will smile when you walk up the street and say, there he goes. That's the boy himself. He was God's man in a mighty evil generation.